Receive the Lord's benediction from Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and following. It says there, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen. Please be seated. Please take out your bulletins this morning just for a few brief announcements. I want to welcome you to our coffee time following the service for a time of fellowship, enjoying each other. Also, we're looking forward to this weekend coming up, which is our Easter weekend. On Good Friday, we'll have a special service at 10:15, where we'll be joining our Acts 242 church. We'll be worshiping God together on that Friday morning. So please circle that on your calendars and come here promptly at 10:15 to join us. Also, on Easter Sunday morning, we'll be going out to the Inspiration Garden. If you're wondering where our inspiration comes from, that's where it comes from, right? The Inspiration Garden right across the street from us. We'll be meeting there at 7 o'clock and having a great time of just some singing and also some praise of our God, reminding us that He indeed has risen. There's something about an early morning Easter service that's always so good. Despite the chill, usually we wear a good pair of gloves and a little hat and bundle up a little bit because usually it's kind of cool in the morning hour. We'd welcome you to join us for that time, just right across the street in the Inspiration Garden area, and we'll be singing and praising God together at 7 a.m. Also, our regular services will continue at our regular hour at 10:15. We'll be gathering here in the church as well. So look forward to that. And also, you'll note here in our bulletin that there's quite a few different announcements regarding to new members that are going to be welcomed in our Easter service. So we got 5 people that are taking the opportunity to transfer their membership, as well as we have a potluck luncheon that we got planned for April the 7th. And that's important for you to know because there is a sign up outside in the foyer. So on the table, there is a sign up sheet for you to sign up to let us know that you're coming and going to be joining us for that welcome of the Adji family. And also our Ismail family has completed as of this March their sponsorship with us. That doesn't end their relationship with us, but it does end our sponsorship with them. So we've invited them to come as well to that April 7th luncheon. So please do sign up, and it'll be a great opportunity for us to gather and to welcome and also to celebrate together God's blessing upon us as we celebrate our refugee families in our midst. Last weekend, of course, I wasn't here. Returning from Nanaimo on Sunday night, it was so blessed to come back here to Coquitlam from a weekend of ministry to our Nanaimo First Nation people. We had a great opportunity to give out bags. Again, we had about 90 different bags that we gave out to our First Nation people and different reserves. So thank you so much for contributing to those bags and also for your prayers. It was a great opportunity for us to be there, connecting also with the Nanaimo Alliance Church and numbers of different people. So Nanaimo continues to be on our hearts as this city, this community is very populated with First Nation people, as is the whole of Vancouver Island. Pastor June reminded us there's 53 different reserves and tribal places on the island, probably one of the second most populated areas for First Nation people. It's also a place of darkness. We need to continue to pray for this area, as there's a lot of spiritual darkness there, a lot of problems among the First Nation people, and continuing on with, for us as Canadians, as we seek to relate to the people that were here in origin, as we came as immigrants, all of us, here to this country of Canada. Let's continue to work and serve our God as we go into this week, reminding ourselves that we're not here just to be comfortable in the pews, but we're here on God's mission to reach the world and proclaim His kingship, His kingdom that has come and will continue to come here on earth. Amen? Amen. May you go out in His power and His strength this morning, celebrating this His Passion Week, as Pastor Jim has reminded us. Thank you for joining us here at Westwood. God bless. Amen.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, His blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon Him. Final breath.